Proclamation number 2108 of October 11th, 1941. Mediator between God and man. Willingness, grace. The willingness to serve God will inevitably also result in God's grace, for God wants to use this willingness for the blessing of people, and he will therefore also provide the one who wants to serve him with all gifts which enable him to fulfill his task. If help is to be brought to people, then this is only possible through another human being, for extraterrestrial forces cannot make themselves obviously noticeable because freedom of faith would then be infringed upon. But they nevertheless work, only in a way that does not compel faith, and for this they make use of a willing human being who has faith. He now already receives favor insofar as that spiritual food flows to him, which the spiritual beings constantly offer him on behalf of God. This is an unusual favor which imparts strength of faith to him and makes him striving and knowing. The human being now establishes an ever more intimate connection with God and constantly draws from his fountain of love. For he receives enlightenment wherever he desires it. He learns to recognize and thereby love God more and more, and love for God expresses itself in active neighborly love, and thus the nature of the one who offers himself to God for service is also ennobled. For he will always endeavor to do what is pleasing to God and work on himself in order to become worthy of God's love and grace. To want to serve God is already an activity of the will in the right way, and God never lets this person fall. The will towards God is enough that God takes care of man in love and care and constantly imparts his power and favor to him, because man lives his earth life for this purpose. And he passes the test when he longs for God, when he acknowledges him and now declares his willingness to serve him. He now only has to be strengthened in his will power and therefore apparently has hours when he feels heedless of divine grace. But in order to be able to fulfill his task, he must be so strong in faith and have an exceptionally strong will. Otherwise he would not be able to overcome the many resistances that arise for someone who wants to serve God. So he must also fight beforehand, so that his faith and his will may grow stronger. He must fervently pray for divine grace. He must always establish the connection with God, for only in this way can he mature for his task, the fulfillment of which is so extremely necessary but also beneficial for humanity. God assigns the human being the task he is able to fulfill, and the greater willingness he finds in an earthly child, the greater tasks he can set him. He can use it as his tool through which he can express himself, but in a way that seems natural to people. He will accomplish things through his instruments which will make it easy for people to believe if only they are willing. And because God needs mediators between himself and people, he will also bestow exceptional grace on anyone who offers himself to him as a mediator. God blesses his will and allows him to become a bringer of blessings for humanity. Amen.